Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
People from the Genesis to Revelation have been calling on God in their time of need. We don't have to be any different. We can call out to God and He hears us. At 8:37, I'm heading off to the Free State. Goeiemôre Johnny Lowe, hoe gaan dinge daar?
My broer, ek dink ons is 'n bietjie aan die ander kant van die koelkas as wat julle is. Ek hoor is 'n bietjie warm in die kamp.
Sjoe, gister was baie warm. Vandag 'n bietjie beter, maar nog steeds warm. Hoe gaan dinge daar in die Vrystaat?
Hey, my brother, we are pushing forward. And by the grace of God, it's exciting times, my brother.
Yeah.
We've been working almost 3-4 years now, not just with our people, but also on expanding the businesses and everything, and all the departments is coming together in unity, and we are looking forward to a wonderful 2025. And my brother, it's something that I just want to put on the table today, that I've realized this week, that you know, everybody is running away from problems and challenges.
Yeah.
You know, when a problem comes up, people want to avoid, you know, that fight or flee execution. You know, you either fight or you flee away from the problems or the challenges.
Yeah.
But I've seen something this week that the Lord is speaking to me in a way that He says, you know, that Paul writes in the Bible in Romans, he says, in all these things, you are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
It's when we know who we are in Christ and when we follow the guidelines that God has put out for us, the principles God has put out for us, the values God has put out for us. And sometimes things will go wrong. And in that wrong-going, right, God says, even this I will use to your better. Ek sal hierdie dinge gebruik ten gunste van jou.
Yeah.
Ek sê, Lord, how can you use this? I don't understand. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to go through this. And then He says, Johnny, just look around you. And all of a sudden, Brad, I realize that if it wasn't for problems and challenges, our business sector can't grow. Because, Brad, all entrepreneurial businesses started by people that saw a challenge, saw a problem, and they created the great O, and that is the opportunity. Right?
Yes.
So out of problems and out of challenges comes the opportunity of a lifetime. You see, on this farm, we had a challenge, we had problems, but God said, turn it into opportunity. Remember, the potential that is hidden in every person, right, will be attacked by problems and challenges in this world. But God says, my son, work with their potential and show them the opportunity. And the opportunity is the grace of God, my brother.
Yeah.
Something hit me on Sunday in church, Brady, that really has intensified just my love for people and also for working for my Master Jesus Christ. What is the purpose that this big farm is giving food to people in South Africa? It means we are providing food for people in South Africa. Our farmers are providing food for people in South Africa to keep them alive, that they can eat and get nourishment and get proteins and get vitamins to keep them alive, healthy. And God says, and then, what is the purpose of being alive? And then it struck me. Jesus says, I will come back if everybody heard the gospel and every person can have the choice to choose Him freely as the Son of God. And then I realized, Brady, we are grace workers. There's a lot of problems out there. There's a lot of challenges. But in that, we've got the biggest opportunity in the world to bring the gospel to the hurt, to bring the gospel to those who are sick, those who are neglected, so that they can find everlasting life. And that's why Jesus said, you can't live from bread alone, but from every word that comes from the word, the mouth of God. Mm. And this is my purpose for this year, not just to feed them in their bodily and to keep their jobs alive, but to feed my people with the bread of heaven.
Amen.
And that is the opportunity of a lifetime. Every day, if you go out, wherever you are, take the problem and the challenge and turn it into an opportunity to bring Jesus in those difficult circumstances to people. And that's what an evangelist does, and that is what a Christian does. And may God bless you on your work and your pushing of the kingdom of God. That's my 5 cents for today.
We love your 5 cents. Felt more like 500 rand, 5,000 rand. Joni, thank you. We always appreciate you. Thanks for taking time out. Your schedule's busy. The people are standing by there in the background waiting for Joni to return. And to you listening this morning saying, I want to hold on to that. I want to listen to it again. I want to share it with somebody. Grab the podcast later on and take care of that message to share with someone else. Joni, goed gaan daai kant daar in die Vrystaat. Lekker om jou stem te hoor. En dan gesels ons weer volgende keer. You be good now, eh?
Thank you, my Buddha. I'm coming down the weekend for the Passion concert.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that. And But God is good. All the time, God is good.
Amen to that. Joni Lowe, be well and be safe. Thanks so much.
Be well, my friend. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Joni Lowe.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.